Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm glad, amen, that the Lord has allowed us to wake up this morning. And he started us on this glorious day. He did not have to do it, but he did. And I thank God for waking us up.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed, and I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard
you. I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is love you.
And love you.
Love you.
And praise you.
Praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken.
Free me now.
That
was
my plea.
a blessing right now. Really release, give it to me, yeah. I need blessing right now. Everybody say, release.
Again, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's show, and I pray that God will release blessing and what you've been asking him to release for you. As the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, I don't believe that God wants us to wish. I don't believe he wants us to, I hope it's going to happen. No, I know it's going to happen. You know why? It's because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hear of us. And if we know he hear of us, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So it is our desire to ask God to release all that we've been asking him for. But if we want God to release what's in his hands, we got to believe that he's going to do exactly what he said. Well, I want to thank God again for all of you that have been listening to us. And I pray that you would spread the news and let them know that Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show is on every Monday through Friday. That's at 12 noon. And then, of course, Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we just picked up a new day that is Sunday at 8 a.m. in the morning as we play worship music. And then Saturday, we play quartet songs. So we want to thank God for every one of you. And I pray during this afternoon that God will just minister to you as you listen to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit would rest upon you. If you're going through anything, remember it is the Spirit of God that brings us out, because he told us in the book of John, he says the Holy Spirit, he will be alongside of us in the time of help. He is the standby. He is an encourager, and the Holy Spirit, I pray that he would minister to you as you listen to this radio program.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus will. Whatever you're going through, he will, and he's ready to fix your problem and your situation. You know, all we're supposed to do is give it over to God. Let God handle the problem and the situation. Because so many times we try to handle it ourselves, and we're not qualified to handle our problems and situations. God is the one that is able to bring us out of anything. You get a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Well, I want to go into my inspirational message at this time. I want to talk to you a little bit today. We're talking about God releasing things to us, and we're talking about Jesus' will according to those two songs that we played today. Those two songs have a significance because when we pray for something, we want God to release something to us. If we're sick, we're asking God to release healing to us. Family problems, we're asking God to fix that problem for us. For we know that God is willing and he's ready. And that's why he tells us not to worry about tomorrow. He tells us not to even give thought for tomorrow, what we may eat nor drink. We're living in difficult times. For some, it might be not difficult, but for others, that even though they might be getting unemployment during this coronavirus, there are so many people who have lost their houses and lost their cars and other things that they cannot do like they normally are able to do. And somebody need God to release a blessing to them. And even in what you're going through today, or the coming weeks or the coming months, as so many have lost their loved ones during this coronavirus, and they're trying to cope with the loss. What do you do when you just don't know what to do? What do you do when you lost your loved ones that you never had the chance to say, I love you, or goodbye? So many people are in the hospital that not even able to go and see their loved ones. So they're not able to spend time with them. And sometimes the guilt of not being able to be there for them, or the guilt of seeing someone that you love dearly just gone. What I want to say to those that might be feeling that way today, remember that the Holy Spirit is the great comforter, and he told us in Psalms 23, yea, do you walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil because the Lord is with you. He promised to be there in your time of bereavement, in your time of losing someone during the coronavirus that you have on your mind over and over again, trying to cope with that grief. Well, my prayer for you, that the Spirit of God will give you the comfort to know that your loved one have gone, but not just gone, but God will see you through. Bible says that Jesus told the Apostle Paul that his grace was sufficient for him, and his strength was made perfect in the time of weakness. And this might be your time of weakness. Let me just remind you now, every day on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, we give an inspirational message to minister to those that are going through. And doesn't matter which way you're going through, we say that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. I believe that with my whole heart. God has the answer. When we don't see no one seem to be there for us, when it seems like things are just ain't working the way you want it to work, know for sure our God never slumber nor sleep, nor is his ears dull that he can't hear you, nor is his hands too short that he can't save you. But I often say this when I'm talking about people going through things, I often tell them there's something that you got to do. Sometimes people think that they don't have to do anything. There's something you got to do. You got to invite, you got to open up your heart and invite God into your problem and your situation. The Bible says, and here go the scripture that goes with that. The Bible says, make your request known unto God. Now, even though God knows everything about us, somebody said, well, if you know everything about us, why we got to ask him? It's because he says, it's just like a father, your natural father, natural mother. You don't think father and mother know that you need clothes and need other things. But when you come to them asked, Mom, you mind getting me such and such a thing? And what happens when you tell mom and they go and get it for you because they love you? So the Bible tells us, be careful for nothing, but by everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. Tell God what you want. Tell him the desires and the petition that you are asking him of, what you want him to do for you. The Bible says, if you ask, you shall receive, but you got to ask in faith. James tells us in James, the first chapter, in the sixth verse, James says, but he must ask in faith without any doubts, for the one who has doubts is like a wave of the sea blown back by the wind. Listen to the seventh verse. If you are like that, unable to make up your mind and undecided in all that you do, you must not think that you will receive anything from the Lord. See, God don't move on doubt. A person that is doubting is a person that going back and forward can't make up their mind if they believe God or not, if God going to do it or not. Nobody want to give anybody anything that don't believe that they can help them. You ever hear this saying that people have closed mouths never get fed? Meaning if you don't say nothing, somebody can be there to help you, but if you never say anything, you never receive anything. Closed mouth never get fed. So God tells us, ask of him. But James said we got to ask in faith, not doubting God. God don't move on doubt. Doubt is a giant killer of the blessing. Anytime you have doubt, God is not, you're not sure that he's going to do it, that means you can't make up your mind if God's going to do it for you or not. And if you don't believe that he ain't going to do it, I'm sorry to tell you, God won't move for you. God requires something of us if you want him to release what you've been asking God for. What is it that God requires? He requires faith. And if you heard me this week, I said he don't ask for a lot of faith. He asks for a mustard seed of faith. And anytime you go to the supermarket, make sure you go by the spices and look for a jar of mustard seed. You'd be very surprised that a mustard seed is a very small, tiny thing. So tiny where God says, oh, that's what you need. You just need a little bit, just a tad bit of faith. God wants us to believe him. Now listen to what the word believe means. The word believe means to have confidence, have a confident attitude. Remember what I just said, a confident attitude, placing one's trust in God's truth and making God's word what he said is so. Listen to this again. The word of God is a confident attitude, meaning I know he gonna do it. You know why I know he gonna do it? Because I'm placing my trust in God's truth. And I'm taking God at his word. What he says, I know he gonna do it. Ain't I think he gonna do it, and it's not I hope he gonna do it, and ain't I wish he gonna do it. I know that he is going to make a way for you and for me. So God is saying to us on this afternoon, whatever you need me to release for you, you got to have a confident attitude when you pray. You got to place your trust, your whole trust, in the truth of my word. Numbers 23:19. A man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent. For have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? If God said it, he is going to do it. And all you need to do is believe that he's going to release those things in which you've been asking him for. Now, when you pray, the Bible says you got to pray in faith, then you get to pray according to the will of God. I can't be asking God for nobody's husband and wife. No, sir. I got to ask God according to his will. You know, sometimes we want things, but it ain't God's will for us to have it. And anything that is not God's will for you to have, he's not going to give it to you. I have to pray according to his will. Well, what is God's will? Get in the word, study the word of God, and you'll know God's will for your life. Spend time in God's presence so he can tell you what his purpose and his plan and his will is for your life. So you got to have a confident attitude. Sometimes when people see you with a confident attitude, they think that you're arrogant. No, I'm not arrogant. It just means that I'm placing my whole trust in the one that I know that can do it for me. And the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. So you've been laboring. That load has been too hard to carry. Pressure is too hard to carry. Stress is too hard to carry. That pain and sickness and disease is so hard to carry. That grief is hard to carry. That spirit of suicide that wants you to kill yourself, wants you to end it all, is a hard load to carry. And he says to you, I know you've been carrying a lot of stuff on you. Just give it to me. And if you give it to me, I will bear it. Give it unto me, I will share it. If there's a need in your life, I will take it if you only give it to me. You got to give it to God. God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. I have a confident attitude in what God says. I believe in God's ability. See, when you have a confident attitude, guess what you're saying? You're saying, I believe what he says is so, and he gonna do it. A confident attitude means I believe in God's ability. And I am not feeling nervous or frightened. Hey, glory. I love that one. Let me say that one more time. When you have a confident attitude, you saying that you believe in God's ability and you're not feeling nervous or frightened. It doesn't matter what news they give to you. You're not nervous, nor are you frightened, because God has given you the victory. And the Bible said, nay, in all these things, you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. I want to encourage you. I can't come to your house, but I sure enough can come wherever you at. If you're in the house, I'm there right now, because I'm coming live from the studios or the spoken word radio station on Blog Talk Radio. I'm coming live right here in your country, telling you, get a confident attitude in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that is able to do all things. You know, there's a story in the Bible that I love so much, and a lot of people don't like to talk about these stories over and over again, because they say people always focus on that. Well, I think if any story in the Bible that you should focus on is three young men that was called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hey, glory. Those men loved God. Young men. These guys had a confident attitude. When the king made a decree and said, at the sound of the music, you shall bow down and worship the golden image. Everybody was worshiping that image when that music played, except for three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They took a stand. Let me tell you something. You don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Take a stand for God. I am not a shame of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I'm talking to you. You know, you can be a millionaire and still be in prison in your own mind. A prisoner of your own circumstances. I want to encourage somebody that's listening to me. You became a victim of your own circumstances. It doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. I guarantee you, millions can't buy you no peace. You can have millions of dollars and be able to buy everything you want except for one thing. You can't buy no peace. It can't buy happiness. It can't buy you that joy that you can't explain, the extra peace that would ease your pain. It takes only the peace of God that passeth all understanding when you're going through hell. When you're going through, when you don't know what to do, when somebody in your loved one has been taken from you tragically, when you're dealing with grief and you feel like you just can't go on, when you feel like jumping over the bridge and ready to commit suicide, I'm telling you that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God that can fix your problem. He can fix it for you, but you got to give it to him. And somebody say, I'm tired of talking about giving to somebody. I'm not giving nobody nothing. I'm just going to end it all. Well, I decree and I declare over your life, you will not die, but you will live and declare the works of the Lord. Life. And sometimes it throws you a curveball. But I want to say to you that God can bring you out of the problem. Give God a try. If you tried everything and everything failed, try Jesus. When all else has failed, when everything around you seems to be going bad, and you don't have no more answers, remember, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. He got the answer, my brother and my sister. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king told them, if you don't bow down, anybody that don't bow down, we're going to destroy you. We're going to eliminate you. We're going to put you in the furnace. A fiery furnace. In other words, we're going to put an end to you. That's going to be your sentence of death. Put you in a fiery furnace. Imagine being in a furnace. And the king, somebody went and told the king that those three men that had a confident attitude in the God that they served. Hey, glory. They had a confident attitude in the God they served. They weren't nervous. They weren't frightened of the of being put in the fiery furnace. They didn't have no nervousness about them. They wasn't worried. They wasn't scared because they knew that the God they served was able to deliver them. So the king said, called those three men and put them and told them, listen to what he said. The king said to Shadrach, Meshach, back in Abednego, said, who is this God that's going to deliver you out of my hand? And the king and the three men said to the king with a confident attitude, O king, if our God don't deliver us, we're not going to serve your God. But even if he don't deliver us, hey, glory, we still know he's able. In other words, if we know God going to bring us out, but just in case he don't, we're not nervous or frightened. We still get confidence in our God. Because we know that we ain't going to serve your God, because the God who we serve is the true and the living God. Well, the king put these three men in the fiery furnace and command the guards to heat the fire 10 times hotter than they normally do. And the furnace was so hot until the ones that put him in there was killed because of the heat of those flames. So you know what they was dealing with. If the men that put them in there was slew, that was killed because of the heat being 10 times hotter. Imagine when they put them in the furnace, men that had a confident attitude, placing their trust in God and taking God at his word. They knew and believed in God's ability. That's why they wasn't frightened. That's why they wasn't afraid. And they bind those three men and put them in the fiery furnace. And for some reason, why they put them in there, the king came back just to see if they was consumed. And when they look in there, he saw three people, but then he thought that he couldn't understand why he knew. In other words, he knew he put three in there, but the Bible said it was a fourth person in there. And when the king looked in there, he saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but he said the fourth person looked like the Son of God, the Son of Man. Listen to me. God took the heat out of the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was walking in the midst of the fire. Their ears wasn't burned. They wasn't burned up. God delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of that danger because of one reason. They had a confident attitude. They placed their trust in God's ability, and they wasn't nervous nor frightened. They had faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And as I say to you today, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Give it to God. This is an encouraging word for you. Let's pray. Father, I pray for each person that is listening to me. God, there are people that is at the end of their rope. They don't even want to hear nothing about anything about you bringing them out. They saying prayer don't work. They saying this thing don't work. I done tried it. Ain't nothing happened. Well, Satan, you's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You are a God that always deliver on what you say. You say you're not like man, that you don't lie. Neither are you the Son of Man that you may repent. If you say it, you're going to do it. You say your word will never turn back void, but it will always accomplish what it's sent out to do. And I thank you right now that every person is listening to me, I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon them. I bind the works of the devil that comes against them. Bind the spirit of depression, bind the spirit of suicide, bind the spirit of sickness and disease. I bind every demonic power that holds them in bondage. And I command that spirit to loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of faith to them. And I command, God, that they will receive all that they have. Receive it right now. I command it by faith. That your body is healed in Jesus' name. I decree, declare over your life right now, the deliverance is coming to you now. I pray right now, as I pray, that the power of the Holy Spirit is resting upon you now. Receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. And I pray every time you hear a word on this station, that you don't leave this station the same way you came on this station, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit would rest upon you. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. If you desire prayer, you can always call me after this show is over at 803-317-4457. 803-317-4457. It's called the Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. We are always here to pray for you. If you have a testimony, God bringing you out of a circumstance, a situation, something that you heard on this program and you want to testify, you can always call into the station. The telephone number is 516-666-9901. We'd be glad to hear your testimony over the air and let other people hear. The Bible say they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Tell you, you can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit in that song. I tell you, we got to have a concert, and we got to get him. Boy, I tell you, he made a way. God is making a way for somebody that's listening to me right now. Can you believe that you're going to receive? Lift your hands and give God praise, because God is making a way for you. He's performing miracles. Strongholds is being broken right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I believe, God, that somebody that's listening to this program today, I pray that the healing virtues of the Holy Spirit will flow through your body. I pray that those that are discouraged would be encouraged, because God is about to make a way for somebody.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise,
it's to our God. your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to our God. Hezekiah Walker, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Thank God for Hezekiah Walker that says every praise belongs to our God. And that's a true statement. Regardless of how we feel, we still gonna give God the praise. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were saying. If God don't deliver us, we still know he's able, but we ain't going to serve your God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. That's a blessing, a blessing, a blessing to be able to lift your hands and to tell God, Lord, I know I might be feeling bad, but I'm going to lift my hands and tell you thank you anyhow, because you've been good to me. Well, let me remind you, again, that you can always call the prayer line. The prayer line is always open to pray for you. The telephone number, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line, is 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. The Bible says if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said he would do it for them. Well, we believe, according to the word of God, that when we pray, and we come together in touching and agreeing that God, in faith, God will move for you. So that prayer line is always open for you, because we know that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Also, remember that on Saturday at 10 a.m. is our quartet singing that we play during that day, and Sunday worship, we will be giving our inspirational message. Every day we give our inspirational message, and you know, I pray that what we say on this radio show has been a blessing. I don't want to just say things, but we want to say it because we want to see results. We want to see change take place in your life. And we want to see God do something in you. I believe that God can fix your problem. I really do believe it. And not only can he fix it, but he can fix it well.
Hey, y'all, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No estimate, throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Yeah,
just got laid off. I'm doing good.
House they need to pay it off.
I'm doing good.
Should be up. Time you say,
God is good.
Yeah, come on.
Down, down, down. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
They call it down.
He's ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No estimate, throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper. Now.
Crazy.
Hey, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may grow.
Yes, he turned it, and I pray that he turned your mourning of you that have been going through grief and those that have been going through specific things, that God would bring joy in the midst of what you're going through. You know, sometimes you wonder how in the world can God give you joy in a bad situation? Well, the joy that he gives, he's not giving you joy because of what happened. He's giving you joy because he's going to give you the victory during the storm that you're going through. They used to have a song say, the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Well, the storm, your storm that you've been going through, your pain, your suffering, your grief, your depression, your discouragement, your stress, everything that is affecting the way you live, God is turning it right now for you. Well, my time is almost up here, and I thank God for spending this hour and 30 minutes with you. And I pray that you have enjoyed what you have heard, but not just enjoy, but I want you to take what you've heard. As the Bible says, don't be hearers of the word only, but be doers. Be doers of what God has said to you today. God is releasing some things for you, regardless of what you're going through. And remember, as I leave here and give you this last song, that whenever God says something, it's amen and amen. Until tomorrow, may God bless you. I pray that the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with every one of you and your families henceforth and forevermore. I pray that the peace of God will be upon you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, when you hear a word from God, remember the word amen means I agree. Until tomorrow, may God bless you.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
Amen. No matter how you feel,
amen.
Or how
The devil.